Picture in the Rain by Dennis Stokes. There's an idiot down there across the church parking lot in the schoolyard, 5 stories down, pitching against the wall. Pitching in the rain so heavy the traffic slowing down, so dark all the headlights keep flicking on. A room or two's being used in the school. They light up the walls outside spilled with stains, countless waterings, road hockey pee breaks, burbee, tennis and basketball, spud every year or so. Schoolyards know the stories. Goals circle by. Remembering this idiot pitching against the wind, perhaps in this rain getting heavier by the minute, insisting upon the rhythms of his attempts as if I were looking down instead through sunlight, some benevolent summer. But you can see the kapok, his skin planet-hopping trout quick and mad off that wall to the gloves rapid snapping at each sudden swerve for spin or stone. The idiot, he must be soaked to the bone by now. His arm must be hurting bad. A starling or grackle laughs, observes from a window ledge above, can't believe it, I bet can't believe anything worth such release, such defiance of this dusk. What game up ahead could it be? Why would he bother to be here knocking and knocking at those bricks, skip-stepping into each downswing of arm? No batter there, no catcher even, just some hurt, some deepening dream and need, this reason no one but he can see signaled from that wall? Tunnel jumping by Dennis Stokes. People in such plenitude, the train rail path was a space we knew only by wheels grinding out a stop at an unseen light or around the ball field, a turn before straightening to the lake. The train was always over or above, the junction between neighborhoods, say, from Herb's place to where my first love Heather bloomed beyond my dreams. The junction was a tunnel, long poured before our time, always cold and echoing, its dense weave of water, stone and sand smooth to our dark touches, though I think there must have been light in there. Once, at dusk, late spring, I was walking two friends home when at the tunnel's mouth fell the weight of a dead man swinging at first, then with the rope tightening, falling still. Of course, Liz and Sharon screamed low and muddled in that stark acoustics of late light, their fear echoing even now, my ear still hurts. Though it turned out to be only kids run out of firecrackers, frogs, hankering after fun, for weeks my friends insisted that we tunnel jumped over hill of rail and rough stones through the fence wires refusals. The train which took lives became just a ghost sound from far off, never coming, always going away, its loud dark safe in the thoughts of my two friends woken in their walk by yet another execution inside the minds of boys, and each stuffed puppet keeps troubling me. Those interested in learning more about tunnel jumping, or to purchase a copy of your own, visit the website here, and here you can also find hard copies of Tunnel Jumping at the Fashion Art Retail Market, The Farm, Allison the Bookman, or by calling 705-471-5612.